This is Margie Wilkinson, chair of the PMB and currently acting as interim executive director for Pacifica. I am going to ask Vice Chair Tony Norman to chair. Tony, are you there? Oh, Lord. Tony? All right, I'm going to ask Secretary Serene Roberts to take the role.
Okay, thanks. Janice Lane Ewart. Brian Edward Siegert.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Janet Coburn.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Brassard.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Sorry, this is Lydia here.
Okay, got you. Thank you. Kim Kaufman.
I said here.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Adriana Castanez.
Here.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Duzel. Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
Here.
Doreen Roberts is present. Manager Sabah had requested an excused absence. Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Anthony Lydia.
Present.
Lizette King had requested an excused absence. Heather Gray.
Here.
Chairing, Tony Norman.
Present.
Rodrigo, are you with us?
I'm over here. I'm losing you sometimes, you know. Can you hear me?
I
can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the thing is that I have a problem with my phone, so it goes on and off. So, but I'm over here right now.
Okay, great. Thank you. Carolyn Burden. Okay, we have quorum, Chair. Tony, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you. We have quorum. We'll now call the meeting to order. I'll be on the stream.
Serene.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
Is anyone other than the directors on this call, like the CFO, for example?
Yes, I'm here.
The CFO is here.
Thank you, and CFO
is
Salvador.
Is Otis is listening? Are we on the stream now?
We are on the stream.
Yes.
Okay, we are on the stream. Okay. We now call the meeting to order. I'm sorry? Who is it?
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get on the stack. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. We'll now go to agenda approval. I think we had Serene and then Hank on Serene. Do you want to go on the stack?
Okay, so just two things. I'd like us to formally vote on the issue of excused absences or absences. That's one. And two, I'd like to strike what is now Roman numeral 3, which a kind proofreader was pointed out was dealt with at the previous meeting.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes, Margie, yes. What's your point of order?
We have to have a motion to adopt the agenda to start this conversation.
First, we need a motion to excuse absences.
First, we'll do the motion to excuse absence. I think we have two recommendations.
Point of order.
Benito, what's your point of order?
Don't we have to do the roll call again once we're on stream?
We've been on stream.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Next we have is, who is that? Point of order?
Kim.
Sorry?
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim, what's your point of order?
You have not received an agenda.
What are you talking about?
I thought it was emailed out. The secretary mailed the draft.
It was an old agenda.
The draft agenda was sent out to the board on the 2nd. In fact, I believe the member in question made some comments about it at the time.
Yes, it's an old agenda.
Okay, but that's the agenda we have. But
it's
been
an old agenda. There are issues we've voted on already.
Okay, you've been noticed, but it's been resubmitted
with some
changes on it.
What is the agenda for tonight?
The agenda for tonight has been submitted in writing, Kim. So
it's old stuff.
The next, You can debate that when it comes up for the approval of the agenda, Kim. But the motion we have is to excuse absences. As I understand it, there are two requested excuse absences. Is that King and Manager? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is there any objection to voting on excusing their absence?
Objection.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Yes. Any discussion on the motion to approve these excuse absences?
Well, Benito.
Yes. What's your discussion, Benito?
And Lawrence.
And Lawrence. Benito.
Yeah. With regard to Lucette King, I would like to ask, how many meetings has she participated in since March, since Summer Reese was fired? And how many meetings that she did attend, how long did she stay on the call during those meetings that she did attend? So I'm asking two questions, and obviously there's a point here. The point is that there is a consistent pattern of non-participation and non-attendance since the middle of March when the previous IED was fired. So to receive today this notice, I am sorry to inform you that due to illness, I am unable to attend tonight's meeting. So today it's an illness. The time before that, she was out of town. And the time before that, it was who knows what. And every single meeting, there is a reason, at least those that she bothers to hand in some kind of notice for, which she had not even started until lately. So, no, I think that there is a pattern of deliberate...
You've got to have a time.
Point of order.
Okay, so my point is that there is a pattern of deliberate non-participation, and so there is no reason to believe that, you know, this little note here is not credible, and no, that the absences should not be excused.
Point
and
order.
We need to deal with this member here.
Okay, we have to
that's all.
Okay, we have a point of order, Janet.
I think that luckily this is why we have courts in our country to adjudicate
order,
issues like this. And
Janet,
somebody coming on a membership meeting, a director's meeting, to assassinate the character of one member is inappropriate. That's my point of order. That he's really out of order.
We cannot hear you.
If you want to go on the stack, you go on the stack.
I thought that was a point of order. I think it's inappropriate when that is just character assassination. That is not useful to our functioning as a body of directors. And I would appreciate it if I, Adriana, could shut up for 5 seconds.
Shut up
when I'm talking.
Would everybody
stop talking?
I want the record to reflect that Janet G is consistently out of order once again in open session. Janet, you have to make a point of order. You do want to go on the stack, you go on the stack.
You acknowledge my point of order, and I made
one.
I say that this meeting is totally out of order.
The next person on the stack I had was Lawrence.
Huh?
To make your point. I understand that you're making your point, but there's a stack and there's a civil way of doing it. Now, in regards to the excused absences, I believe that that we should send a notice to the local station board of WPFW for the dereliction of their member in regards to her representation of her constituents. So that's, I don't know if that's a motion, but that's
that we want point of order.
That's what I feel should be done at this time.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I can barely hear you. I hear everybody else very clear, but you are coming so weak.
Thank you. Adriana, your signal's a little garbled, too.
Can you hear me now?
Perfectly.
Chair, okay. I'd like to make that a motion in regards to what I just said.
Okay, Benito, second the motion.
There's a direct correlation with the dereliction of representation of that member to her listeners, to her constituents.
Okay,
so I'd like to make a motion that we notify the WPFW local station board of the behavior and the dereliction and the absence of this director in regards to her participation at the Pacifica National Board. That's my motion.
Is there an objection to that particular motion?
I object. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Do we have a stack for this motion?
Brian.
Brian, yes.
I would like to call the question. We have much more important things to spend our time on tonight.
Mr. Chair.
On it.
Okay, the question has been called. Is there a second?
Point of information.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, second.
Can you hear me?
Point of information.
This is Hank Lamb. I was second on the list. I'd like to know how all these people making motions got ahead of me.
I didn't hear you, but we have a motion. We have a motion.
You called me as second on the list after Adriana.
Point of information.
Who is that for the point of information?
I think I was on the stack.
Him.
Yes, but motions don't come before the stack. They're part of it.
When I call on the stack, those people made motions, so we have to dispose of the motion first. So...
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, point of order?
Yes, what's your point of order?
Motions come as a result of the stack. You, when your place on the stack comes up, then you make a motion. You
That's
don't
right,
get to
Hank,
call a point of... Wait a minute. You don't get to call a point of order and make your motion during the point of order.
They didn't call a point of order. Lawrence was recognized on the stack and he made a motion.
I was the second on the stack, Adriana, and
but
then
no,
me.
But no, Lawrence was after that. I recognized Lawrence and then you. So, but that's how
you
we
haven't
had
recognized
it. Now
me
we have
at
a
all
motion.
Yet.
We have a motion to call the question. So now go
second, George.
It's been seconded. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Write it down next time.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edwards Peters.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
This is on the question, to call to vote on the question.
I'm sorry, Brian votes yes.
This is closing debate, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Closing debate.
Okay, thank you.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Oh, the closed debate.
I'm sorry, Jose Luis, I cannot hear you. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Yes. Jose Luis says yes. Janet Coburn says yes. Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brasson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel, are you here? Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman. Janet Pound 1. Serene votes yes. Manager is not with us tonight, sorry. Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz?
Yeah.
Hey. Heather Gray.
Same.
Okay, I did not hear a response from Carolyn Burden and Janet Coleman.
Can you just repeat the phrasing of this of the motion?
Call the question, end discussion, vote, and move on.
Oh, I abstain.
Thank you. One moment, sir. Jim, I didn't hear you. Are you here? Pound one. Okay, one moment, please. I have 1104, Adriana.
Exactly.
Okay. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, I think it passes. Okay, now we'll go to the vote on the motion.
Of excused absences for manager Saban Luzette King or on Lawrence's motion?
It's on Lawrence's motion to send a letter to the LSC in Washington.
Point of information.
Janice?
Yes, Lawrence.
Could we have that reread and sent to us if possible, but at least reread so we can hear exactly what it is we're voting on?
Who is that,
okay,
George?
Okay, Lawrence, could you restate your motion and send that in writing to the secretary? Lawrence? Hello?
I'm sorry, I was mute. I don't have access to a computer at the moment. I'm at my son's house. I will send it once I get home.
Could you repeat your motion so everybody will know what it states?
Yes, I can.
We can't vote on it unless we hear it.
Janet.
Okay, I'll give it my best
Janet,
shot.
You out of order.
That the WPFW local station board that the PNB sent a letter notifying the WPFW local station board that Luzette King has been absent, has not participated, and has not served the listeners of that signal area.
Mr. Chair, point of order, Hank Lamb.
What's your point of order?
Hank. We are told repeatedly by the secretary and the reporting secretary and others in these meetings that, and I respect Lawrence's right to make this motion, I would suggest that somebody write it up for him and submit it, because we're told repeatedly that we can't take up a motion that's not submitted in writing.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move to table this until we have the motion in writing.
So we can't vote on this at all.
It's been moved to table until we get a motion in writing.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. We're now going to vote on tabling the motion.
Well,
Madam,
Objection. Benito,
a point of order, Chair, if it's in order.
What's your point of order?
I'd like to add humbly if somebody could write that motion tonight.
Right, I offer to do it right now.
But we
motion
just got
to.
Okay, if you
floor.
Can get it in, we've already
the motion
got
to
sorry,
table
motion,
is on the
motion
floor.
To table.
Okay, Madam, we're
going
to go to the motion. You can bring it up later. We have a motion on the table. We're going to vote on the motion to table it. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Is any objection on the table?
No, wait a minute. Benito, please. The
motion to table.
Yes, Benito, that was a motion to table the motion.
Right, but it's contingent. The motion is contingent on not being able to, somebody not being able to type it out.
No,
now we have children on the line.
Okay, but we're going to go to the motion.
Doreen, cut it out.
Oh, please cut it out.
Okay, you're going to have to stop being interrupted.
We are informed by the text that they can identify the sound coming from each line. I would ask that you tell Otis McClain to tell us who is doing that.
Okay, if Otis can find out who that is, could you please check into that? Okay, now we're going to go and vote on the motion to table. That motion was made and seconded. It's not a debatable motion. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Is there any objections?
Is there any objection to table?
Yeah.
There was objection. So, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edwards Tigert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes. This is on tabling.
Yes.
Thank you, Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Pass.
Lydia Bresson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Epstein.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton, are you here?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Sri Roberts passes. Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes, absolutely.
Rodrigo Agueta? Rodrigo, can't hear you.
Madam Secretary, can you hear me now?
Is that Tony?
No, this is Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Jim. Yes, I can hear you now.
I vote no.
Okay.
This is on, I'm sorry. This is on closing
tabling.
Debate on this? Or?
No,
this
tabling.
This is on tabling the motion to write the letter to the LSP.
This is Rodrigo. I'm staying.
Okay, thank you, Rodrigo. Jim, do you understand the issue is that we're dealing with the excused absences? Lawrence made a motion that we notify the WPFW LSV about Lizette's attendance record, essentially. And there's been a motion to table the vote on that motion. So we're voting on whether to table it or to address it now.
Then I vote no. I think we should address it now.
Serene votes no. One moment, please. I have 11-4-2.
Chair yes. is not voting.
I'm sorry. 11 to table. Okay, thank you.
11, yes.
Okay, the motion has been tabled. The next item we had pending, I think it was a motion pending to vote on excusing the absences.
Mr. Chair.
Who is this?
This is Hank from KPFT, still waiting to be called to the stack.
But before we have to dispose of the motions pending, Hank, before I get back to the stack. We also have another motion.
I was on the stack before those motions were made.
We've already gone over
yes,
that.
Yes, I was. And
was
you need to learn to write these things down so you'll keep them in order.
Well, I have them written down. So the motion we have was made by...
Then you read them out loud wrong.
The motion was to excuse the two absences, as I recall, and it was moved and seconded. Is there any objection to
there's,
that motion?
There's discussion, yes.
No.
So I have a point of information, I guess, a question. I have a question.
What's your point of information, Benito?
Yeah. So if we have a motion that was tabled, and therefore it can be brought up again either later on during this meeting or at a subsequent meeting, would it be proper to vote on excusing the absences of the person in question? Point question one, and so therefore I'm asking, would it not make sense to divide the two issues and maybe we can vote, on...
We already voted.
Excuse me.
Could you not interrupt him, Benito? Could you wrap up your statement?
Yeah, so maybe we need to, divide the questions and vote on Manage and then and table the whole issue of Lucette.
This is Margie for the stack.
Margie?
I move to table the motion to on excused absences.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to table a motion on excused absence. Is there any objection? Without objection, that
yes, Benito.
Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on tabling the motion?
Well, I'm not sure exactly, though. I mean, what is the I would just ask.
We'll have to take tabling mean we're not going to take a vote.
Right, but I'm not sure that I understood maybe the intent of Margie's motion.
There, you don't get to make an argument around tabling.
We're not
just
debating motion.
No, I'm asking the question. What
it's
Margie?
Just it's not debatable. I don't get to tell you what my intent is. My motion is to table.
Oh, well, but then
so
I object.
A point of information,
Madam Secretary,
please,
can you call the roll?
A point of information, please, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of information, Chair?
I'm asking if the member's motion to divide and table the entire thing isn't dilatory. These are two separate issues.
Oh, doesn't, I made
I
a,
wonder,
he didn't
if,
make
there was
a
no motion, Carolyn.
And
there
was
no motion.
I wonder if the Chair could rule that motion is simply dilatory. Thank you.
I'm not. The motion. There was no motion made. He made an inquiry, so I can't rule on. He was just making a. He was making a discussion. He didn't make a motion.
No, the motion.
So now we'll go to the table. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on tabling the motion to refer to
Brian Edwards Peter.
Yes.
Jose Luis Swendon.
Yes.
Janet Coburn. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Okay, good. Margie Wilkinson?
It's funny, I just put myself on mute. Yes.
Okay, Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Breton?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Serena abstain. Manish is not here. Sorry. Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Yes. Can't hear you, Benito.
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Rodrigo, you passed?
Yeah, I'll stay.
One moment, please.
Madam Secretary?
Yes. Jim?
I vote to no.
Okay, thanks.
Madam Secretary, I'd like
yes.
to change my vote to no.
Okay, yeah, I want to change mine too. This is Rodrigo. I want to change to no.
Okay. We have 11-4-2. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
No.
11-4-2, the motion is tabled.
Okay, we'll now go back to the stack of the agenda. The next person we have is Hank.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is Serene.
Yes.
With due respect to Hank, I thought I was the first person to make an agenda proposal.
Yes, that's correct. It was you, and then it was, yes, Serene. What's your...
Okay, so item Roman numeral...
Once again.
We have to
that's
move to approve
down,
the agenda first, and then we can do amendments.
No, there's no requirement to approve an agenda.
Of information.
I have to be on the stack prior to that anyway.
We have Serene. Serene, what was your recommendation?
Brian, I'll move approval of the agenda.
Point of information. This is Kim.
Serene has the floor.
Thank you. Of information.
Roman numeral 3, which is the motion to censure Heather Gray and Richard Ubell on that contract issue, was actually voted on at the end of the last meeting, so it should not have been on the draft agenda that was sent out. So I would move to simply strike that and move everything else upward.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Serene, we can't strike anything because we don't. Serene, we can't strike anything because we don't have an agenda to on the motion to approve an agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? Brian just made the motion.
No, I
point
can't.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
If you want to make the motion, Serene, but Brian made the motion, but I didn't recognize Brian.
I moved the agenda, and I would like to make the amendment that I just suggested.
Point of information.
Second the motion to move the agenda. This is George.
Point of information. This is Kim.
Kim, what's your point of information?
I have two different agendas with old items on that. Can somebody please read what agenda there is for tonight? There, the one I have also has bylaws amendments, which we voted on weeks ago. So I don't know what agenda anybody is talking about. Please, what is the agenda?
Serene, you want to quickly address that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what the member is talking about. I'm looking at the open agenda that was sent to the board on Tuesday afternoon, and that was also posted publicly Tuesday afternoon. It has as its first item the call to order, agenda approval, and minutes approval, and as its second order, reports from the chair, the IED, and on the issue of ED hiring. The Engler, which is the third agenda item, the censure motion, has already been addressed. I don't see anything here about amendments. We dealt with that in two special meetings in July. It has not been on an August or September agenda, so I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay.
We have the motion has been made to approve the agenda with the amendment that Serene has struck out. I heard George. Did you have a point of information, George?
No, I was just seconding Serene's motion to approve the agenda.
Okay. The motion has been made and seconded to approve the agenda. We're now going
to... amended.
Is there any objections?
Excuse me. I have a change I want to make in the agenda. This is Margie.
Yes, Margie.
Okay. I want to move the...
point of order, Mr. Check.
What's your point of order, Hank?
I've asked to be on the board, and this is now the fifth person that I've been bumped for. Prior to these motions, sir, you said my name out loud on your list, Adriana and Hank.
Hey, let him go, whatever.
Not whatever. I mean, after five different speakers making motions and arguing for and against them, and me never getting called after Adriana, which is what he said out loud.
Hank, we weren't ignoring you, but we'll put you next because...
No, you're not ignoring me. You're bumping me down the line for anybody else that wants to talk.
No, the reason, because under Robert's order, there are certain things that take priority. That's why. You have to understand.
No,
that.
Making a motion to appoint another speaker is not a priority, and it's not even proper.
You're now up. Hank, you're now up. What's your
point of information, please, Mr. Chair?
What's your point of information, Carolyn?
The member wants to make a change to the agenda. Has the agenda been approved yet? Can you make changes?
Has not been approved yet. We're taking recommendations.
Don't you have to wait until after the agenda is approved to make changes?
No. You amend.
No, that's not normally how we do it. We take the changes to the agenda before it's approved. So, Hank, you know.
Janet K., point of order.
What's your point of order?
Okay, so Director Roberts made an amendment to the agenda to remove item 3. We have not voted on that or decided on that. Can we take care of that before we take another item?
That's what we're going to get to. She
You're
made a recommendation to
amendments on the floor at a point. I'm sorry. Point of order.
Could let me just finish. She made a motion to approve the agenda with those changes, so we would have to take that up. That's what we're going to get to and take a stack on, Janet Kay.
Right, but that would not be the only change, per se. So
that's right.
No, we'll take other changes if there are people are recognized. Yes.
So don't we vote on one change at a time? Can we vote on one
change? We can take... If there's another recommendation to change the agenda, then we have to deal with that. We have Hank Nassnoff next. If he has a recommendation, we have to deal with that.
Well, point of order.
Yes, George.
Point of order, George.
Yes, George. What's your point of order?
Janet's right in a way. The motion on the floor is to move the agenda, which is to say, do we want to approve it or not? And there have been Serene made a First Amendment. You can make a second, but you can't make any more than that. And it would probably be wise to vote on Serene's first, but it's up to you.
And the second has to be germane to the First Amendment.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to dispose of Serene first, and then we'll get to Hank.
Can you dispose of my motion and rather than me? You might be brought up on charges for the latter.
But she wants to strike the recommendation of the Heather agreement, since we did with that at the last meeting.
Is there any objection to striking that? There's no objection, so that amendment is now adopted. Okay, the next person I had on the stack was Hank. Yes, Hank.
Okay, I move to take off the table and put at the first of the agenda, immediately after this is approved, the motion that I made in closed session to have our FCC attorney, Mr. Krueger, include the PNB in communications with either the IED and or the chair.
Where did you want to put this?
All have
excuse me, just for, where did you want to put this again? You're making an amendment to put this where on the agenda?
First item.
Okay, first item. Is there
a
second?
Piece of business should be quickly taken care of.
Is there a second to the amendment?
I second.
Second. Been moved and seconded. We got to have two people speak for it, two speak to speak against it. Is there anyone?
Is anybody objecting? This is Lydia.
Is anyone object to the? Is anyone object to the amendment?
I do. Yes. This is Lydia.
Yes. We'll let Hank quickly motivate the motion, the amendment, and then we'll hear from Lydia. Hank.
Well, as we heard in closed session, without submitting any details to the public here, there are a number of things that this body never hears about months later, and in fact, in a couple of those issues, over a year after they were already acted on by previously the IED, the current IED, and or chairs at the time. And when we can't hear about these things, and a very, very, very small number of people, like 2, 3, possibly 4, are making national decisions.
Hank, we don't want to get into the merits of your motion. We're just debating whether or not...
I'm sorry. No, we're not debating. I'm motivating my motion,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
But it's only to become where go on the agenda. It's the only
I'm sorry. I'm motivating the motion. It goes on the agenda. The motion is the motion. Where it's placed is a second matter in it, secondary to the motion itself.
Okay. Next person I have is Lydia.
Lydia, okay. So,
do I get to finish?
Yes, could you wrap up, Hank?
Yeah, I'm trying to, but you keep interrupting. At first you delay, now you interrupt. Cut it out. Okay. It's very important that the PNB make these decisions. Because as we can see from years of experience, letting a couple of people do what they want to do, regardless of who it is, what faction, what part of the country they're from, or anything else, it's ended in disaster time after time. The tax issue would be an example of it if it were FCC directly related. But this sort of thing needs to be held by the body and decided by the body.
Okay,
we need
thank
the
you.
Information
we have a-
immediately.
Brian, who's taking time? We only have
and I don't appreciate the constant
the
interruption either, sir.
But, Hank, we have to end it at some point. We gave you sufficient
time.
Yeah, we did.
You let everybody else talk 10 minutes and crap. You let five
we
people
only have
in front of me.
Next
this is you. That's the problem. You, sir.
Lydia.
Okay.
Lydia, you're next on the staff.
Okay. I completely agree with Hank, but I think we have to come up with a mechanism so that we don't have back and forth from all the board members. That's what helped alienate our last corporate counsel during that massive back and forth. I do think we have to find a mechanism where all of those proposals are put some safe place on a Pacifica site that we can have a code and go to it and see what's there. But procedurally, we have to rescind the motion that was passed in Berkeley. Summer was chair. Where it gave some discretion to the ED. I don't think that's... I think we should get all the offers. I 100% agree with Hank. I just think that first we have to find that motion, rescind it, and then find a mechanism where we're not going to be having costly, very expensive back and forth with Mr. Krueger. Instead, if we find something that is probative, that is on there that we do want to ask him about, we invite him on the call like we did this evening. Thank you.
Janet Kay.
I'm saying this is out of order because we would first have to rescind that previous motion in Berkeley, which
this is Kim. I'd like to
we don't have to rescind. This one can actually override.
Okay, too many people to speak. You haven't been recognized. I think the next person is Janet.
Brian with an amendment.
This is Kim. I'd like to get on the stack.
Janet Kay.
I heard Janet Kay. Janet Kay.
All right. So I support putting this on the agenda as Director Lamb describes, and any kind of amendment would take place during the discussion of the motion if, you know, if it gets on the agenda. Anything like what Director Brezon has suggested, which I think is a good suggestion, and so let's deal with it then. Done.
Okay, next person I heard was Kim.
I'm going to agree with Janet Coburn. Yes, put it on the agenda, and we can deal with all these issues when we can discuss it.
Okay. Any other discussion
Brian, with an amendment?
Brian?
I'd like to amend to position the item immediately after reports.
Okay, it's been amended to this item go immediately after reports. Is there a second?
Second, George.
If I can motivate?
Yes, Brian, could you motivate me?
We have time-sensitive business we need to vote on that we were briefed on in executive session, which, if it's not addressed, creates liability for both Pacifica and individual board members. I think we need to go to a discussion of Hank's motion, but that is a higher priority. We need to...
Well,
Hank, to the stack. Hank, you haven't been recognized. But
I'm asking to be on the stack, sir.
Well, okay, we'll put you on the stack. Well, let's let him finish. You didn't let him finish. You got to let him finish. What he
you didn't
say.
Let me finish. What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, Hank, you're next on the stack.
I want to go on the stack too, Janet C.
Okay,
after
Hank, speaking to the amendment to put it there. Hank, you're next.
The fact that we do not handle these matters promptly and properly, and that we don't have the information, is why we end up in those kind of troubles that Brian's talking about. Let's handle this more important piece of business first that will help alleviate those types of business practices.
Okay, Janet, Janet C?
No, I'll pass then.
Okay. Anyone else speaking on the amendment? No one else? Now we'll now go to the vote on Brian's amendment. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on Brian's amendment to put this after reports?
Sorry, was there an objection?
I'm sorry? Is there an
was
objection?
There an objection to both?
Is there any objection to that?
Yeah.
Yes, there was an objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the amendment?
Brian Edwards Tudor.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuente. Can't hear you. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Can you clarify what this vote is on particularly?
The vote is on Brian's amendment to place your motion after report.
Thank you.
Margie Wolfenson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Arrieta. Can't hear you. Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
You mean was yes, okay.
Sorry, Rodrigo, what did you vote?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Kim Kaufman. Lawrence Ray.
This is on Brian's amendment. No, I vote no.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Casanova.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
No.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard is not here. Carolyn Burton.
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Serene Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah is not with us. Sorry. Jim Brown?
Yes.
I didn't catch that.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Benito Diaz?
Yeah.
Heather Gray?
No.
Jose Luis, I did not hear you. Jose Luis?
Yes.
Okay. Got you. Thanks. One moment, please. Chair, I have 12-4-1. Adriana?
12-4-1.
Chair, do you wish to vote?
Okay. chair is not voting. But the
all 4-1.
Amendment is approved. I'm sorry?
I was just repeating the count.
Point of information.
Yes, Benito, point of information.
Could Serene repeat the numbers?
12-4-1.
Okay.
Okay, the amendment is approved. Now we'll now go back to the next person we had on the stack, was Margie. Margie, you
point of order, Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of
order? We have to vote on Hank's motion before that.
Thank you.
We just voted on Brian.
His motion.
We voted on the amendment to the motion. Now we have to vote on the main motion.
No, the amendment said that we're going to put it. The motion was to put it after reports, and we've already approved that.
Mine was a sub amendment. Tony, this is Brian. Can I explain?
Yes, Brian.
The main motion is the agenda. The amendment is Hank's request to put his motion first. And then the sub-amendment was, instead of to put it first, to put it after reports. We just approved. Now we have to approve the amendment in its changed form. And then discussion's back open on the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So now we'll vote on the amendment in its changed form. Thank you, Brian, for clarifying that. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Well, I'm now really confused.
Point of information, or... Janet Kay,
yes.
Sorry. Would Hank please reread what the motion is in the changed form?
Hold on a second. I'll pull it up.
We have the secretary.
The motion is the same. The
position
is the same.
Will the secretary
we'll
read
the secretary
it? Or somebody
read the changed
form.
Well,
motion. I have a point of information.
Yes, Serene.
Other than the placement, what has changed?
Nothing.
So then what is there to read?
The
motion?
The original motion, Hank's original motion.
Madam Secretary, could you just reread the full motion as amended?
I'm sorry? Hank, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Brian's amendment was to move Hank's motion to immediately after report. That motion is, I move that we ask the FCC Attorney John Krigler to include the entire PNB in his communications with the ED and chair of the PNB.
Okay. So now we'll vote on that amendment as amended. Okay, Madam Secretary, which is after reports. Could you call the roll?
Is there an objection? I mean, it's a ditto motion, right?
Is there objection to this... amendment as amended? Is there any objection to that? Without objection.
Serene, with an amendment.
What?
I had Margie, who was next.
That's right.
Back.
Okay, so Margie wants to move the CFO report to immediately after agenda approval, so we can deal with the issue that we discussed in closed session.
Okay, is there a second?
Brian.
Second. Okay, you can have it, Brian.
Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to moving this item immediately? So without objection, so approved. We'll deal with that immediately after. Serene, you were next.
Thanks. So I wish to make a motion with regard to getting a report from our compliance officer with regard to the issues that were raised in executive session.
Where do you want to put that on the agenda?
And I'd like... I'm sorry?
Where do you want to put that on the agenda?
I'd like to put it immediately after Hank's motion.
Okay.
Second.
There's been seconded. Is there any objection?
Can you just read that the sentence again? What's your motion?
Serene, can you repeat what your...
With regard to getting a report from our compliance officer with regard to issues raised during executive session.
Point of information, who is our compliance officer? Is that
Otis.
John Krigler?
Otis. No, it's Otis.
Oh, he
sorry,
is
what
our compliance officer. Okay, in view of that difference, just please say it one more time. I just want to understand it. One more time.
Serene, could you repeat your amendment?
Well, I'm actually trying to dig up the motion, but because I did write it earlier. But it's essentially to get a report from Otis on the compliance issues that we're dealing with.
Point of order.
Kim, what's your point of order?
Did we receive an email with it?
That's not a point of order. I'm sorry. That's not a point of order.
I'm sorry. Point of information. Did we get an email? That's what, you know, everybody else is required to do, and I don't have it.
Motion.
You've been recognized.
Send the motion in writing.
Thank you.
Doreen, could you send the motion in writing? And also, keep in mind, we only have 30 minutes on the agenda. I don't know where we are in that 30 minutes. Brian, are we keeping time?
I'm doing it right now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. It was too chaotic between the agenda and the absences. I didn't know when to start the clock.
Okay.
Well, we've been on.
All right.
Okay.
So, Serene, would you submit your amendment, and then we can go forward. And she's submitting that, is there any objections to that amendment?
To what?
To her amendment.
To adding an agenda item about asking.
To adding an agenda item about the compliance office. That's all she's
saying. It's
terribly
vague. I don't quite understand what you're asking the compliance
office to do exactly.
What is
she's
this
simply
about?
Adding to add the item on the agenda.
Well, what is the item? It's very vague.
First of all, I don't understand why you're just gabbing. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it's been sent to everyone. I've received my copy. Hopefully some of you have received your copy. The motion, which I would like placed immediately after Hank's motion, is that by September 19th, 2014, Pacifica's compliance officer shall submit to the PNB a written report of the reporting issues which have affected CPB funding since October 1st, 2010.
I'd like to amend that myself because I think the report.
You haven't been recognized.
Oh, okay. Can you please recognize me? I'd like to amend that motion.
You're waiting. We're waiting for her to submit it in writing. Zareen, have you submitted in writing?
She did.
And then it's been
point
seconded.
Of information.
Margie second.
Okay, Margie seconded. Adriana, you had a point of information?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We have 30 minutes to approve the agenda. We start the discussion of the agenda really more than 30 minutes ago.
Okay, time to go.
Yes, that's correct. Technically, we're out of time, so we should vote on the agenda that's pending.
Vote on the amendment first, and then on Serene Roberts' amendment.
Yes, I think we approved all the amendments, if I'm not mistaken.
No, not the last one.
That's right.
Serene?
Okay.
And when Serene gets her motion in, we'll vote on that.
It's in.
She did. She sent it.
It's in.
I don't have
it. Okay, so since our time is up, we'll just go straight to the vote on adding that to the agenda. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on that amendment?
Do we have any
objections?
Is there
an objection?
Been objections. Is there an objection to this amendment?
Yes, there is.
Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the amendment?
Brian Edwards Steger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Can't hear you. Janet Cooper. Okay, thank you. Janet Cooper. Janet says yes. Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brasson. Can't hear you, Lydia. Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. Can't hear you, Hank. George Ryder.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
Hank votes yes.
Hank votes yes. Thank you. Janet Coleman.
I vote no.
Three votes yes. Jim Brown. Jim votes yes. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
No.
Vinny, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. One moment. I have 13-3-1. Adriana?
I'm sorry, I don't have Jose Luis Fentes vote.
He voted yes. Brian Everett, Brian voted yes. Jose Luis, Janet Coburn, Margie Wilkinson, Rodrigo, Lydia, Lawrence, Adriana, Hank, George, Serene, Jim, and Benito voting yes. Voting no. Carolyn Burton, Janet Coleman, Heather Gray, abstaining Kim Kaufman.
Okay, the final vote.
13-3-1.
Chair is not voting. Okay, amendment passes. We'll now vote on the full agenda as amended. Madam Secretary.
Point of information.
Oh, no.
This is Lydia.
What's your point of information, Lydia?
Yes, did we vote on Margie's amendment?
Yes, we approved it without objection.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, and a point of information. Sorry.
Yes, Serene?
I'm assuming that both Hank and I are going to do the 10-minute thing on in terms of the time, right?
I didn't. Could you repeat that?
10 minutes.
What? Okay, yes. 10 minutes for you, for what?
For Hank's motion, 10 minutes for my motion. Mm. I mean, we
okay,
can always
yes.
bless people.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks.
We'll now go to the vote on the full agenda. Madam Secretary.
Any objections?
Any objection to the agenda as amended? No objection to the agenda as amended. The agenda is adopted as amended. Now we'll go straight to the Margie's recommendation and the CFO. I didn't know if Margie wants to start off with a motion, but we'll go to the CFO report. Margie, we'll now go to you.
Thank you.